Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. This is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is Welsh, and it's Bogman's Fantasy Land. Ooh, look, everybody. We're trading Jordan Howard for Todd Gurley. We're gonna get a healthy Saquon Barkley for him. Any unicorns out there? We're playing with Minotaurs, and we're playing with unicorns. This is amazing. Fantasy Land with Scott Bogman.
You had a Freudian slip there.
I did. I know. I know. What is it called?
Minotaurs.
Well, you're being kind of a
All right. How about the backs in this Monday Night Football game?
What are you talking about? How do we move past that? That's the best word ever. Can we get away with it? Oh man.
Got any Cyclopses out there for us to play with? Bogman says Jordan Howard, you can trade him for anything. Anything your wildest dreams desire. You want Patrick Mahomes? Trade Jordan Howard.
If you think that people aren't idiots, you haven't been paying attention closely.
Well, if you don't think that I don't think people are idiots, we haven't been friends for almost 30 years, Bogman.
What the hell are you talking about? You don't think you can get some of these guys? I'm not telling you you can get Zeke or Dalvin Cook or anything.
Those are the only two. You're like, everybody else is on the table for Jordan Howard. There's always anyone
not named Christian McCaffrey might be at this point. I mean, look, Leonard Fournette doesn't have three touchdowns on the year. Howard got three touchdowns last week. So what are we talking about here? I think
Jordan Howard upped his value. I keep thinking about the word.
I can't get over it either.
It's the best thing ever. He obviously improved his stock. And there's going to be plenty of people that are going to be like, oh, maybe he is the guy because he had over 100 total yards. But like, I guess I don't like to talk in the terms of smallest fans. You know, the guy with three teeth that's like, yeah, fantasy football, you know, here's my moonshine.
Let's go over some more backs then. So because people are straight up panicking about James Conner. You don't think that there's a possibility you can trade Jordan Howard for Conner right now?
Okay, I want to give you actually a little bit of benefit here. I had one of our listeners, our boy Colin, I'm just forgetting everything here for a minute. I can't get over what a minna I am being. Colin hit me up and I didn't think he was serious at first. And he was like, yo, should I trade? I think he'd said it like this. He's like, yo, should I trade Chris Godwin to get James Conner? And I was like, you get Conner? F yes. Dude, do that trade in a heartbeat. So to that point, I think you're in that range, but I don't think you can get Chris Godwin for Jordan Howard. Maybe I shouldn't say that. We had a listener on our Patreon go, hey, I picked up Terry McLaurin. Do you like that move? By the way, I dropped Chris Godwin to do that. Do you like that?
And that's a weird situation there. Weird situation because they can only keep like three wideouts in that one.
How
about people complaining about David Johnson? What if David Johnson has another crappy week against the Seahawks?
I know
it's not something you would do. I'm saying that I think people who own these players, we're a quarter of the way through the season after this week. They're going to start panicking. If Gurley has another bad week, Connor has another.
There's no doubt they
David
are.
David Johnson.
There's no doubt they are panicking. You are right about that. And there's no harm in taking Jordan Howard and offering it for those guys. But I will tell
offer to all the Minotaurs. All of them.
Every single one of those Minotaurs. Do it. Totally. But what I tell you is, you're also going to be the guy that gets the LOL with the rejection on the back, because I do not think Jordan Howard has established himself enough of a name where people will trade things of significance. I think you might see more people. You might see someone go acquire Eckler. I feel like Eckler for Howard makes more sense now, because Eckler is going to move to a lower role. I just do not think you can get these guys that were first or second round picks. You're not getting Kerryon Johnson, you know? You're not like you can't get LeSean McCoy. I don't think.
I bet you can get Kerryon. If Kerryon has a crappy game against the Chiefs, which I don't expect him to, but I bet you can. People are. We talked about this on the ITL podcast on Monday, where you know Kerryon hasn't gone over 50 rushing yards in a game yet, and he hasn't had 100 total yards in a game. And this fool just had 100 yards and 3 scores. So look, I think if you're smart, You say, okay, look, he's still splitting time with Miles Sanders. He got a lot of work in this game, but he's still not going to have 20 touches a game in most games. So I'm, you know, I would like to trade him, but I'm not going to be able to get somebody good. But if you have some of those Minotaurs in your league, go try to trade Joe Mixon. Try to go get Joe Mixon or James Conner, or, you know, even if Fournette has a bad game, what would you trade Jordan Howard for? Philip Lindsay, straight up?
Would I trade my Howard to get Lindsay? See, I think those are the type. I think those two are on equal footing.
Well, would you do it?
Yeah, I would go. You know what? No, I wouldn't. I would rather have Howard than Lindsay.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there. So I think that's one that's close. And those are the type of offers where you kind of have to go, meh. No, thanks. You know, but I think the rest of these,
I just,
you know,
like,
Melvin Gordon,
it's only
rubes
and
boobs.
It's only rubes. But see, that doesn't matter. The guy that had Melvin Gordon sat on him this whole time. And you think he's now going to go trade him for Jordan Howard? There is 0.0% chance, unless that guy has
one eye. Maybe you could
put
Jordan Howard together with another running back and get Melvin Gordon back. Maybe that guy has or a wide receiver. But maybe you could take Jordan Howard and Chris Godwin. And that guy has Melvin Gordon, Devontae Adams. You know what I mean? So he's like, well, I got to get some health here. And you flip him. I mean, just look for opportunity.
I agree wholeheartedly that you go and you put Jordan Howard out there. What I'm saying is I do not believe he has created brand equity, because it's one game. It's just a bunch of touchdowns in one game. That's all that it is. You can go out and trade it. But my problem is also is to everything we just said, if the best you can get to is a Philip Lindsay, is it even worth coming off of him right now? Like, maybe he disappears. That's not what I'm going for. I would want the scenario that you're building. I would want someone to be panicking about a running back and then James White disappeared. It wasn't in the game. Give me James White for Jordan Howard. I'll do that. Those are the moves I want to do. I don't want to play like, you know, I'll trade you my Jordan Howard for Wayne Gallman. I'm good. No, thanks. I don't need to do those type of trades. I think you're fishing in a much smaller pond where you're fishing in the ocean right now.
And I'm just saying, cast a line. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
Cast
and
a
I 100%
anywhere
agree.
You can. I wouldn't do a lot of these trades, and I don't think most people would, like the Welsh said, but I don't think you're out of your mind for offering Jordan Howard for James Conner right now, especially if he has another bad game. And to be honest, you know, I might start worrying about James Conner if he has another bad game. So we'll see what happens. But I think in some situations, because we're a quarter of the way through the season, you know, and a third of the way to the playoffs pretty much after this week, that you can get some deals done. That's all I'm saying.
No, and I don't disagree with that sentiment. I'm with you. Hey, look, there's our boy. What perfect timing. Drew, Mr. Boom Shakalaka, is not sending us good news. He just tweeted us literally as we did this. He says, well, boys, that was pretty bad. Hopefully this week will be better. Doesn't help that the Cowgirls sucked a big one in the first half. How did we do?
We both had Barkley in our lineups.
We both had Barkley. Yeah, I'm looking here. I don't know whose lineup was who. Did I, was I the Lamar Jackson? Yeah, I was definitely the Lamar Jackson one, wasn't I? Well, no.
No, I was the Lamar Jackson one because I had Demari Bird.
Yeah, your lineup was just absolutely horrendous. And because you scored under 100 points on FanDuel, I went barely over 100 because I had Sonny Michel, John Brown, and I had Saquon in there. So that didn't work out. So we, looks like we pooped the bed pretty bad here from this last week. So let's turn this bad boy around with some DraftKings. Let's start with DraftKings and let's set some lineups, Bogman. What are you, do you want to do your lineup and I'll do mine and then deals, or do you want to start with some deals and then set the stage?
Let's do lineups first. Okay. And I like mine this week.
You my too? DraftKings.
Well, once again, I like my FanDuel one better still this week. I don't know if you've made a decision on which one you like better yet, but so I'm putting together a little bit of a Seahawks stack. I actually had Lockett in and I took him out, but Russell Wilson at Arizona, because Arizona's pass defense is just horrendous. And, you know, they can match point for point. So I see that as a high scoring game. And the Seahawks defense hasn't looked great so far. So I'm going Russell Wilson. My running backs, I'm going Marlon Mack, and Austin Eckler is just a great buy with no Melvin Gordon and possibly no Justin Jackson, it looks like, this week as well. My wideouts, I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp as my big spender, Larry Fitzgerald against the Seahawks. And then my bottom of the barrel buy here is Auden Tate. So I'm buying Auden Tate from, from the Bengals, because he had a ton of snaps last week. He had 8 targets, 5 catches for 88 yards and a score. And he's a huge red zone option. He's 6'5". So, personally, I'm hoping he doesn't do anything because I'm a Steelers fan, but I also wouldn't be surprised to see him get a bunch of work. And then my flex this week is going to be Todd Gurley against the Rams. So he's 7,000 on DraftKings, and I think against the Rams, against the Bucks at home.
My name's Buck, and I like.
I think that this is his breakout week, and everybody can shut up after this one. So we'll see if that comes to fruition or not. My tight end, of course, Disley. The Cardinals are terrible against tight ends. They've given up the number one tight end score every single week. So let's go with Will Disley. And my defense, I'm going to pay up again. I'm going to pay for the Chargers against the Dolphins, because the Dolphins are god awful. And in my Eliminator, I'm also taking the Chargers in that too. So Dolphins offense looks ugly, and I'm going to ride the defensive wave until they put up 2 touchdowns in a game.
All right, so let's hear it again.
Russell Wilson, Marlon Mack, Austin Eckler, Auden Tate, Cooper Kupp, Larry Fitzgerald, Will Disley, Todd Gurley, Chargers defense.
Okay, I like that. I like that lineup pretty decently. My DraftKings, I actually saved $100. So I'm walking away with a little bit of a discount. I'm starting with Dak Prescott against the Nolans defense at 6,300. Dallas has been clicking on a lot of different cylinders here. My running backs, did you say you have Eckler going?
I do.
I also do. I got Eckler versus Miami at 8,000. This will be the final week that we're rocking that high. My second running back, I'm going to go LeSean McCoy up against Detroit. Damian Williams, a no-go. They absolutely hate Darwin Thompson. And Darrell Williams is in there, but I think LeSean McCoy gets the run here. Wideouts, you said you had Lockett and you took him out. I put him in.
I did.
I've got him in at 6,300 against Arizona. I'm with you on that. I went one more big wideout in Julio Jones versus Tennessee at 7,800. And like you, I went bottom barreling, but I went bottom barreling in Oakland and I took Hunter Renfro, who they just this week, Oakland cut Ryan Grant. So that's one more person that's out from being in front of Renfro. So I like that battle. I'm also going Disley at tight end versus Arizona, because we all know the stuff. Arizona gives up all the points. I've got the Texans defense against Carolina. And then my flex, I'm actually going with Kerryon Johnson versus Kansas City this week, which you were talking about a little bit just ago. That just seems like a really good spot, whether it's rushing or receiving, for him to kind of thrive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping he gets back on track here. Because he's better than what he's played as. You know, he got in the end zone a couple times, saved his weeks, but, you know, not getting 50 rush yards yet is just, that ain't cutting it.
No, it ain't.
Especially when they cut C.J. Anderson. It's just a weird move.
So my lineup again is Prescott, Eckler, McCoy, Wideouts are Lockett, Julio, and Hunter Renfrow. Tight end is Disley. Flex is Kerryon Johnson. And defense are the Texans. That's where I'm at with DraftKings. What about deals?
Deals, we've got Matt Stafford, Cam Newton. I'm just reading the list here. I'm just warming up my arm. Jacoby Brissett, Derek Carr, Daniel Jones, Rudolph, Kyle Allen, Minshew, all underneath the poverty line.
But who are the good ones? Are there any that you actually like
no,
in there?
No, there's not.
Okay,
no.
Well, that's why I think it's important. It's not just the where the value is. It's who are the ones that are actually like
God damn, startable. I list five players one time. This guy's on my ass about it. Yeah, I don't just list players.
Well, no, I asked you. All I did was ask you of those guys, do you like any? You're like, no, I don't like any of them. Okay,
no,
well then.
No, well, I mean, I didn't buy any of them. I don't think the quarterback
I don't even like any of them. I mean, maybe Matthew good. Stafford. Maybe Stafford versus Kansas City might be a little bit interesting.
Stafford versus Kansas City isn't bad, but I just don't. I don't want to take any of that Lions offense right now until it looks good. It should look good against the Chiefs, but I'm just not buying it.
What about
now,
that Daniel Jones versus Washington, 5,300?
I just don't think Washington's defense is as bad as people are making it out to be. So I think
opponent rank 30th for quarterback.
Say again.
Opponent rank for quarterback is they're the 30th. So it's a great
I know
quote
they
matchup.
Are, but it's like it's because they had such short fields last week because Case Keenum wouldn't stop fumbling the goddamn football. Anytime Khalil Mack looked at him, he dropped the ball. So they had short fields last week and they were just dropping dimes in on him. So it hasn't been great so far. I just don't know. Against a rookie, I think they're going to be able to figure some stuff out. And a division opponent, you know, usually those games play a little bit closer. So I'm just in a DFS lineup. I'm not looking to start.
I don't
him.
Like I do. A single one of these low price core. There's not one. I don't see any of them as actual deals. Like maybe their money is low. There is no chance I'm putting in Flacco because he's 4,600. I just don't like any of these.
What about the running backs? How about James White at 4,900 against New England? I think or against Buffalo.
I think that is a sneaky one. That is a really good one because people. He was out the last game and then didn't he kind of like disappear in the second game?
Exactly. So I think that, James White was good in the second game, and then he didn't play last week because of the birth of his kid.
Yeah, maybe it was the first game. I feel like one game he was like, one game he was good, and then he didn't play. I think that's a really, really good one because of that offense, and there could be a lot of short dink and dunk stuff. Yeah, I like that one.
All right, guys I like here, you know, Ronald Jones at the Rams is a tough one, but they should be passing a little bit more. I did like Justin Jackson until this boot stuff. Popped up. So Alexander Mattison might be okay this week as a really cheap buy. He might get in the end zone, but not liking too many running backs either.
How much is Madison?
Madison is 3,900.
Okay. Yeah. That's,
that's not bad.
No, it's not. I'm looking just in comparison here. Yeah. If you were trying to go the sub area, 3,900. And then what was the other Ronald Jones, 4,400. So under 4,500, those are good. Chris Thompson. Might be another sneaky one against the Giants. He's 4,500. I kind of like
especially
that one.
Especially Alec Ogletree out. They got a backup middle linebacker. So if he catches one, he might be able to go pretty far with it. You know, a couple of explosive plays for him. Wideouts, I know we're up on the break here, but Metcalf against that crappy defense. Cortland Sutton maybe with Jalen Ramsey down going up against the third string corner.
Am I evil for liking John Ross at 4,900? Everyone else hates him.
No.
I like him.
That's a good play, I think, against the Steelers. Nah, he could have a huge play. And Preston Williams down here at 3,900, I think, is another good buy. Once again, 12 targets last week. And obviously, one of my favorites is Auden Tate. They took Damian Willis off the field, put Auden Tate on, and he is the guy there, the third wide out there for the Bengals moving forward. And that's against my Steelers. So,
all right, quick break. We got to go. We got to go. Break. Play it.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Can't believe what fell. A from your dreams. Yes. Hop down the drain. Let's play some
In This League.
Welcome back, friendos. The radio show that has a podcast. It is a podcast, but not really a radio show. We've always wanted to be on radio, but we're here doing fantasy radio, not the other type of radio.
That's right.
Lots of words. Just throwing words at you guys. We created a great word earlier.
The word no, that you made up.
I want a shirt. Can we get a shirt? I have lots of envisions of what the design of that shirt would look like. And I wish we had. I wish I had the art skills to create what a Minotaur would look like.
Can't wear that in 2019.
No, you can try. God. You can do it. People might not know. It's fine. It's a fine word.
It's a made up word. Non-existent creature.
And it's a made up word with a made up creature. It's totally fine. It's appropriate. Welcome back. You guys can find us over on Patreon where this type of stuff happens all the time. Patreon.com/ITL Army. If you want to support your boys, come have some fun with us. We just dropped our DraftKings lineup. So if you missed it, go back and listen on the podcast. Though if you're listening on the podcast, you're an hour or two, you're good. Yeah, or don't. Yeah, maybe don't. Yeah, there's a couple of reasons maybe you don't. Let's go to FanDuel. Set up the FanDuel lineups here because you said your confidence was good on DraftKings, but you really, really like your FanDuel lineup a lot more.
Once again, yeah, I feel like it's better. Maybe it won't be, but I like it better. Yeah. So I have a couple of the same buys. I don't know if you did any of that, but I have three of the same buys, and I'll just get those out of the way. Auden Tate, once again, he's 5,000 here, so super, super cheap. Will Dissly, just the matchup is too good.
I almost did the same thing with Dissly, but I decided to go different.
And then Chargers defense against Miami. So those are my ones that are mirroring what I had over at DraftKings, just because that for this week for Bogman, those are chalk. You know, those are the ones that I feel like I need to have. My quarterback this week, the Welsh, Patrick Mahomes, the Mahomie. He is playing in his first indoor game in the NFL. Did you know that?
Really?
It's his first NFL indoor game.
How
That's
is
right.
that possible?
Because he's only played one full season last year.
Well, that's still wacko to me. He went an entire season without playing in a dome?
Yeah, the last time he played in a dome, it was in a Texas Tech bowl game, and he threw for 600 yards and six scores. Oh, okay. So
that's what you're saying. That's an expectation. I
mean, that's Texas Tech, of course. So, and it was probably against, you know, FAU or some loser school or something. But I guess not a loser school because they're in a bowl game, but whatever, you know. So I'm going with the most expensive quarterback because he's the best. I expect him to put up a ton of points. Running backs here, I've got Derrick Henry for 7,000 at Atlanta. And I just think that Tennessee has to get back to doing what they do. They had some extra rest coming into this game because they played Thursday night last week. And, you know, they need to run the ball. You can't have Marcus Mariota throw the ball 50 times and expect to win a game. And I know they're playing from behind, and that was kind of what the game flow called for. But you're just, if you're the Titans, you're not winning games throwing the ball 50 times. It ain't going to happen for you. So I've got Derrick Henry. I think they get back to basics there. I think the same deal with Alvin Kamara, who's my second back. You know, if you're the Saints, you're at home. It's against a tough Dallas defense. But you have to lean on your best players when Drew Brees is out. And I think that that's what they're going to do with Alvin Kamara. I don't think Lat Murray can be a start for a while, you know, until maybe Drew Brees comes back, because they're going to be leaning on Kamara so heavily. I took a page out of the Welsh's playbook, and I've got Julio Jones.
Hey.
This one, because he just keeps putting up yards and scores. So we'll take that at 8,500. Then I, of course, have Larry Fitzgerald. I guess that would be another play. I forgot that I had him in the other lineup. And my flex spot this week is Marquise Hollywood Brown against the Brown Stains, who have a ton of guys down in the secondary right now for them. So Marquise Brown gets back on track and in the end zone, I assume, this week. So my lineup is Mahomes, Mahomes, Henry, Kamara, Julio, Larry Fitzgerald, Auden Tate, Will Dissly, Hollywood Brown, and the Chargers defense.
All right, I'm going to give my lineup, and we don't need to get into deals here just simply because we also got to get to our picks and only a certain amount of time here. But I think I mentioned I have a couple, what is it, Eckler and Tyler Lockett. I put in both of my lineups. Eckler is 8,100. He's in my flex. And I've got Tyler Lockett, who's 6,600. So those are my same samesies from the last one. This one, like you in DraftKings, I'm going Russell Wilson on FanDuel at 7,800. Very good matchup. My running backs to go with Eckler, Zeke at 8,800 versus New Orleans. And I'm going with James Conner versus Cincinnati. So Conner, Elliott, Eckler. My wideouts, I already got Lockett. So I added in Kenny Galladay at 6,700 against Kansas City. And then Josh Gordon up against the Buffalo Bills at 6,200. I've got Seattle Seahawks defense against Arizona. And then my tight end, I went with TJ Hawkinson at 5,200. So I've got Russell Wilson, Elliott, Conner, Lockett, Galladay, Gordon, Hawkinson at tight end, Eckler at flex, and Seahawks defense. And you're right. I like this more than DraftKings. It's just what happens.
I think you just have to. By the way, just coming down here, looks like Mike Williams a no-go this week. So Keenan Allen had a ton of targets last week. So maybe we need to figure out a way to get Keenan Allen in some of these lineups.
Well, I mean,
against the Dolphins,
it might be two handoffs to Eckler and the game's over.
I mean, it's did you see David Spade's joke? He was like, the Kardashians rented out the Dolphin Stadium to like play football in. And he said, and then they beat the Dolphins 21-10. So, no,
that's actually really funny. Good old Spade. I haven't had a good zinger from Spade in a long time. Did you see that preview for the Adam Sandler movie?
I haven't seen it yet. I hear people talking about it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Crazy. There's something about weirdo, wacko people when they do like serious roles that I get.
Did he play a serial killer in it or something?
No, he's like a criminal jeweler. So he's a jeweler who's kind of a criminal mastermind type of guy. He's got all these people after him, but there's sports betting in it. There's something. Kevin Garnett is in the movie.
Oh, we're going to bet on the sports this week.
Yeah, but it's nothing like that. It looks intense, but though it does feel like they threw a couple comedy things in there. It looks really good. I just made me think of that with David Spade because he hasn't done anything relevant like Adam Sandler in a really long time.
Have you met my goat?
There. Hey, honey, did you get with your car? I can't sound that. Get the jewels and go play with you. All right. Let's go to our picks because we've only got about a segment and a half here. You guys are all set up for FanDuel and DraftKings. Remember, you guys can win internet points by playing our lineups. You can be like Drew. Don't you want to be like Drew? Mr. Boomshakalaka, he plays our lineups, and he's tracking the money, which currently is not looking good after last week. But how can we make good on our actual gambling picks? Are we making money is the question.
Well, against the spread, not so much. I mean, I was 7-8. You were better than me, 8-7. But we were hovering right around 500 there. So for the year, that puts me at 24-21. You are at 25-20. So
I was about to say, you wrote 25-10. I'm like, I'm amazing.
Yeah, I didn't do the math right there, of course. So 25-20.
500, whatever.
I'm 24-21. But against the spread, we were on the over-unders, we were both 10-5 this week.
Wow. So we would have made some serious money. And then what about on the air? Bogman, I'm looking at this. We are over 50% in every category this year.
Right. You are 24-21 on the over-unders. I'm 30-15.
Wow.
So far. So
how pissed do you get that you just want to go put money on your over-unders? You just played every week, you'd be making money.
I do. I just, you know, there's no, I mean, I guess I could, you know, finagle away, you know, call someone that we know that lives on the East Coast that maybe we host a show with and get some money put down on some of these games. But
Go put your car up for auction or, you know, nothing ever happened to those payday loans or anything like that. Nothing bad ever happens. Get a credit card, get an advance, take that money and gamble. It's the American dream and the American way.
How much can we get for bone marrow? I mean, is that an actual thing? Let's go.
I think there's some places that you can do what you do in your house and get paid for it, Bogman.
Yeah, but they're going to take one look at my jeans and go, pass. No thanks. Well,
might be some
maybe
minute.
They look at my SAT score, they'll be like, all right, but just once.
We can use this for the minute.
we'll use this in the compare good genes to bad genes thing. Yeah, so sure, we'll take one.
We can send this to schools to show them
there's
what
so
not
many
to
jokes
take.
I want to make right here that are just unbelievably inappropriate. I just can't make
Are they even okay for our secret show?
I don't know if they would be. You know, that's Those are the ones that I want to say.
I've been so angry this last week. This has been the best time. I'm having so much fun laughing here. All right. So, yeah, Bogman, he just needs to go do things in a cup, get some money, and then you can start making money.
Yeah, and then take a nap.
Dude, you have aggressively over 50%, over 500, I should be saying, on your over-unders, but you were 9-6 week one, 11-4 in week two, and 10-5 in week three. You were just leaving money on the table.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I don't have that much money to gamble.
There's no money on the table. So.
I've been getting, so yeah, there's no money on the table here for me to put up. So I'm getting phone calls like, hey, you thinking about paying that phone bill, bub? Let's go. Come on. So,
all right.
You know, well, I have Sandy Wexler chasing me down over here for all this money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You just go take your car in, and nothing ever bad has happened when you've done a title loan.
Right. Yeah. No one's ever had their car taken away after not paying a loan company.
No one has ever got into financial ruin because of that.
They're always real good. Like if you're a day late too, they're like, no, don't worry about it. Just get it to me when you can.
Yeah. So I've never had a family member that, you know, created a gambling addiction due to payday loans. That totally didn't happen to someone in my life that I had to deal with.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right. Let's do the picks. Let's do the things.
All right. The first game up here is Carolina at Houston. The line is Houston -4. The over is 47.5 here, the Welsh. Obviously Kyle Allen still playing quarterback for Carolina. What do you think about this one?
I'm going to go Houston, but I'm going to take the under in this one. I could be off here, but I feel like Carolina could get stifled a little bit by Houston. I see this as a game that it comes out the gate slow, takes its footing in the second half, but I think Houston is going to run with this one, even though they're probably not going to run that much. And I know Carolina, you know, does good stuff with McCaffrey, and they're going to try to move the ball. I just think Houston's going to have the best of them. And this is where the pride of DMHS is going to look like, you know, a Desert Mountain High School quarterback. Like, that's where he's going to look like he should. Like, he's going to be brought back down to earth.
Yeah, you know what? I think I have to go with you on this one. I had the over, but I don't have much confidence in this game either way. I don't know that the Panthers are going to look as good as they did offensively last week because you're playing against the Cardinals. And you got to know that Kyle Allen was kind of in his comfort zone. He probably stayed with his parents, you know, had a nice place to sleep, all that stuff, comfortable in his surroundings, being back at home in Arizona. It's just not going to be that way. Well, I guess it could be that way in Houston because that's where he went to college. So,
narratives.
Maybe he's comfortable there too. But I'm going to take the under. You know, the running game in Houston is terrible right now. They're not putting it together very well. But Deshaun Watson and that defense, I think that I got to take the home team in this game against Carolina.
Yeah.
So, but I don't have any confidence level in this one.
Yeah, and you and I were talking about this too before. Like, this is a weird week. This is when Vegas is making that money because we're rocking a week one, and then it's just kind of like, it's like, oh, as they get tougher. This is one of those weeks where it does feel a lot tougher, and the matchups play with your mind, and our confidence was probably, like, if you were doing confidence points, would be all over the board. It would make this difficult. Here's another one. It's a good example. Cleveland at Baltimore. Baltimore is a 7-point favorite. The over-under is 45. And I'm going to go with Cleveland here because I have a little bit of a hard time with this, like, overall as I'm staring at it. But I don't think Cleveland is going to struggle that much against Baltimore, whose defense isn't classic Baltimore. So that's why I also go with the over. So I'm going to go Cleveland in the over. Give me the 7 points, which is a pretty big home favorite here. But I would have to imagine guys like Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, there's going to be some really good high scoring stuff. So what would be a classic defensive battle or kind of a weird garbage game because of Cleveland? I think it's competitive and I love the points on Cleveland. If, like, as a parlay, that actually might be one of my parlay picks.
Yeah, I this game feels trappy to me. Like, I feel like Baltimore is one of the best teams in the NFL right now. I don't think they're complete. And I've said that from day one. I think the defense isn't that great. But Cleveland hasn't been clicking yet. So this game feels trappy to me. This is like, this could be the get right game for Cleveland. And not only do they cover, but they also win on the road against a division opponent. And that could definitely happen. So I'm going to take the over here because I think we're waiting for Cleveland to break out and that could happen. But I'm going to hedge and take Baltimore in this game. But I do think if Baltimore wins, this game probably is closer to the under because they just have the ball so long and they run all over Cleveland. But, yeah. You know, Cleveland's one good thing is their defense. So I'm going to take Baltimore in the over. No level. Less confident about this one than I am about Houston in the under in that game.
Really? Okay. Washington at the Giants. Boy, this is the Case Keenum versus Daniel Jones Bowl. They're just giving the proverbial home 3-point favorite to New York. 49.5 is the over. So what do you think? What do you think, Washington at New York?
I think with both these crappy quarterbacks, or, you know, not Daniel Jones isn't crappy, but he's young. He's a rookie. And Case Keenum has had 300 yards, but it's because the Redskins have been playing from behind so much early this season. I'm going to take the under in this game, you know, two less than, but also the Giants defense has been so bad. So I'm going to take Washington. I'm going to go with the veteran over the rookie in this game, because I think that Washington is a little bit better than what they've been playing. Like, they were an embarrassment against the Bears, but I think the Bears would embarrass a lot of teams right now with that really, really strong defense. So I'm going to take the Redskins, and I'm going to take the under in this game. And I love Danny Dimes, but I'm having a hard time running him out there this week.
I'm having a really hard time with this one in general. This might be the least confident of all of them. I'm going to take the under with you, because 49.5 for this seems weird, but I'm going to go with the home dog. I'm going to go with the Giants. I'm worried about
the home favorite.
I just meant the home team. Yeah, that's I didn't mean the dog, because they're not a dog. I'm worried about what the running game becomes here. Wayne Gallman is not super talented, and it just feels like they can establish the run in the first half of the first quarter, and then he ends with like 8 carries in the whole game, and they just say, screw it, we're done, and they're just going to pass the ball, which is one of the reasons why I think they could be competitive in this game, because I don't think on either side of the ball Washington is that talented. And they are going to have Shepard, and they have Evan Ingram, who is a matchup problem for them. Terry McLaurin's a little bit banged up. There's no Jordan Reed. The running game is in question. You know, it's just I formation or, you know, chip out to Chris Thompson. So I actually like New York at home. I don't like that it's 3. I don't like that line. I do like New York to win straight up. But, yeah, give me the Giants and the under. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to finish all of these other bad boys out. Not necessarily a crazy rapid style, but, you know, quick enough so we can get them all out. Unlike last week where Antonio Brown news broke and we were just like, screw it. Blah, 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 blah. Here are the rest of the guys. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
In this league
is cooking.
Well, hello there. Hi. Hi, you. Nice to be back. It's us. It's In This League. Bogman. It's a Welsh. It's us. Very happy to be here. Casey Bubba is coming up. What's on the docket for you and Casey Bubba in hour 3?
We're going to go over, see how he did last week against the spread and on the over-unders, and then the prop bets that I set every week. See how he did on those, and then I made new props for this week. And we'll get his take on how these games are going to turn out.
Very, very cool. Our boy Casey Bubba coming up here. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, and you can find Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports, and all of the other podcasts. The big thing to do, the joking aside of like, we're the radio show that has a podcast that's based off of a podcast, just go anywhere that you listen to that stuff and search In This League. And you're going to not only find this show that you're listening to, but all of the others. And there's a couple others. Prospect One, the college stuff might not come up if you hit In This League, but those are all of our products. We got tons and tons of content out there. The content kings, if you will. That's what we're the reality content kings. That's what we're trying to do there, Bogman. But we were finishing up with our over-unders, all of our picks for the week. And how about the biggest line? Chargers against the Dolphins. Is this 3 straight double-digit lines for Miami to start the year? or is it just two?
The last four. I think.
Oh yeah, week four. Three straight.
I think it's three straight after the week one. I got to take the Chargers and the over.
15.5 it is, by the way. I don't know if I said that. 15.5, 44 is the over.
I got to take the Chargers in the over. I think the Chargers could score 44 by themselves. This defense in Miami is atrocious. It's really, really not good. And I just think that they're going to pass the ball. I wouldn't be surprised to see if Easton Stick, their rookie backup quarterback, Philip Rivers, got a little action at the end of this game. So... This is another bloodbath, and it's not going to look good. I think this Dolphins team might be one of the worst NFL teams I've ever seen.
You think? Oh, wow. You think so?
Yeah. I'm not going to say that to Bubba. He's a Dolphins fan, but,
say it.
They're terrible. They're really not good.
I'm actually going to go with Miami on this one at home. I know they're a horrific team, but giving 15,
Rosen was better.
Yeah. It is a little bit better. There's still some guys out there, you know, Preston Wilson, you really like. They've got some wideouts. What'd I say?
Preston Wilson again.
I did it again, the former outfielder. Preston Williams, a couple other offense. I see, I don't even know the Miami players. I'm just picking them. But I'm going to go with Miami and the over on this one.
Oh, Preston Williams. Yeah. How about this one is another big line here. Not that big, of course, but Oakland on the road against the Colts. The Colts are favored by 7. The over under here is 45 points. Mm. I'm going to go with the Colts in the over because I think the Raiders are back to being the Raiders. You know, they won week one. It's a nice story. It looked like if they added Antonio Brown in this offseason and he wasn't a nut job, that maybe the offense is becoming something. I think they've kind of regressed back into what they were last season, and that's no good for anybody. So I'm going to take the Colts even without T.Y. Hilton. And roll with the over.
My only worry here, boy, I have a feeling. I think I'm going to go Oakland on this one. I'm going to go. I know what this means is one of us is going to be horrific next week. It is going to look horrific, and I'm going to go with the over. Here's a little bit of my concern. My main concern is where T.Y. Hilton is at. Because he's a game time decision. I think he said you're going to have to find out on Sunday, which actually kind of leans maybe good for him to go.
I don't think so. I think. You're going to have to find out Sunday means no.
Okay.
Or I don't know at best.
And I think that stifles the offense a bit. And what Oakland can do is they can just try to beat you over the head with volume. And I do think they're going to try to sling the ball. I think this is an opportunity for Jacobs to get right. I don't think this is a pretty game. I think this is a relatively ugly game, to be frank. But I think getting the 7 points with Oakland, I don't think Indianapolis, especially without T.Y. Hilton, is that much better than Oakland. So I'm going to side with the Raiders on this one, but I will take the over. Next one up, Kansas City at Detroit. The Chiefs are a 6.5-point road favorite. 55 is the over, box.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chiefs in the over, and this one did bite me in the ass when I took the Chiefs in the over when they were on the road against Oakland. But I think on the road here, I think Detroit can at least keep pace for 2.5, maybe 3 full quarters against the Chiefs on offense. So I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take the Chiefs because they just seem to be unbeatable at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on the majority of this. Detroit can maybe make it relatively competitive, but Kansas City in the over is clearly where I want to go here. Again, this might be, if I'm building my confidence, I might go Cleveland, you know, with the points, and I might go Kansas City, you know, -6.5. Those might be my two parlays right now. So next one up, the New England Patriots. They are traveling to Buffalo. New England's a 7-point road favorite, but the over under is much lower than Kansas City, 42.5. What do you think?
I think I'm going to take the Pats and the under. I mean, the Chiefs and the Pats right now just look unstoppable at this point. And New England's been doing it really. They've been playing really well on offense, but really it's the defense that's been incredible for them so far. So I think I got to take the under in this game because Buffalo's defense is good. I think maybe that they can, you know, slow down the Pats offense, but I don't know how many points Buffalo is going to score. So I think I got to take New England at the spread and the under in the game. I see this playing out as like a 21-10, you know, even a 28-10 game. Doesn't come close to this spread. So I'm taking the Pats in the under.
This is why we're going to be, I'm going to be embarrassed next week. I know I'm going to do horrible. I'm going to go Buffalo, and I'm going to go with the over on this one. I think they're going to just slide on the over. Buffalo, every year, there's like one game where Buffalo is competitive against New England. This is at home. New England had the Antonio Brown stuff. I think there's also the running back issue. You know, if you're Sonny Michel kind of faltering, where Buffalo, relatively strong defense and a better offense. If Singletary plays, it makes it even better, but they can ground and pound. Part of an argument to even more that I think about it, that this could even be like a, you know, 17-20 type of a game at the end of it. So I'm almost tempted to go with the under, but I'll take the over here because, come on, what are we doing here? But I'm going to go with Buffalo because I think, you know, Josh Allen can make it competitive. John Brown, good matchup issue for them, and they can just pound it with Frank Gore. It's not a pretty pick. I don't feel super confident about it, but I'll go Buffalo in the over. Tennessee at Atlanta. Atlanta is a 4-point favorite. 45.5 is the over.
Ugh, I hate this game so much.
Stupid game. I'm going Atlanta. I'm going to go Atlanta and the under.
Atlanta and the under. All right. I'm going to take Tennessee in the under. I think they had the extra days to prep. I think we've seen them play well when they get back to what they should be doing, and that's running the damn football. So I think if you're Tennessee, you got to take stock in what you have, and you got to understand, I want my defense on the sideline, and I want to wear down their defense. And I think Atlanta is a bad tackling team, and Derrick Henry should have a nice, good day against them. So I'm going to take Tennessee and the under, but once again, not super.
Here's what's fascinating. We are only different on one over under.
You mean only the same? Oh, different.
No, different. Seven. We've done 8 games so far. 7 of the 8, we had the exact same over under. But the actual picks, 6 of the 8 are different team wins. So we are completely different on the actual picks. The over unders, we're only one different right now. I just think that's fascinating. Tampa Bay at the Rams, 9.5 points for the Rams. 49 is the over under. What do you think?
I'm going to take the Rams in the over here. I think they're going to torch Tampa Bay. I don't think this game is particularly close. And I think the Rams are going to get to, this is going to be the classic Sean McVay game where they're going to get up early and then they're going to run the ball with Todd Gurley, and he's going to look a lot better than he has recently. So I'm going to take Rams and the over in this one.
Since the first game we picked, I'm in full agreement with you. This is the first time we've been in full agreement since the Houston Carolina game. Rams in the over. This is a good get right game. There's something to be said. It could be even a little bit trappy, I suppose, if you wanted to take a look at it like that way. But, you know, Godwin with weird stuff, running games in question. Rams got a, I mean, this is definitely like Ram statement Rams game. So Rams in the over here. Seattle at Arizona, though. Seattle's a 5-point road favorite. 48 is the over.
I don't have much confidence in either one of these teams, but I think when you get a game like this, I'm going to take the veteran quarterback over the rookie quarterback. So I'm going to take the Seahawks. I'm going to go over in this game because the Seahawks defense has been playing great. They give up 33 points to a Teddy Bridgewater-led offense at home. You know, not that Bridgewater is bad, but he's not Drew Brees. And at home, you shouldn't be giving up 33 points to the Saints. And, you know, the Steelers look good against them. And Mason Rudolph even had some decent throws against that Seahawks team. So I'm going to take the over in this game. I do feel like the Cardinals are, it's weird that they're moving in the right direction and look horrific all at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I just think Kyler Murray has been playing well. And that's another reason I would take the over. But I got to go with the sea chickens in the over here.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on this one. Chickens in the over. I don't think Arizona's particularly a fantastic team, but they are moving things in the right direction. These are two, you know, quarterbacks that are going to be able to keep, they're going to be able to keep their teams in the game, moving around in the pocket. I don't know. I'm optimistic that Russell Wilson is really going to benefit in the passing game. I'm a little worried that Seattle could actually get ahead of this early and this could hit an under because then Arizona just taps out. But I think this can be relatively close in a division type game. Minnesota at Chicago. Chicago's a 2-point home favorite. 38 is the line, Bogman. 38 in a row.
I think I'm still going under in this game. I think this is a game script, slow it down, bang it out type of a game where it's just you, too many two tight end sets. Trubisky hasn't looked great yet. I mean, I think Taylor Gabriel made him look better than he was against the Redskins, bailed him out a couple times. And You know, the Kirk Cousins, we all know, has not looked great, and they don't throw the ball that much. Maybe they will if they're down in this game. But if Minnesota has to throw the ball a bunch, I don't think they're scoring points. So I think this is a Bears at home, and I'm going to take the under because this is like a 17-7 type of a game. I don't think it gets much better than that. It's going to be an ugly one for sure.
I've expressed my worry about Stephon Diggs, though I want to say it here. I wouldn't be shocked if this is one of the dig games because I think Minnesota is going to have to pivot. And I think they're going to be put in a spot where they've got to pivot, where if the running game isn't effective, they're going to have to start throwing it, and they have more than capable wideouts. With that, I'm going to stick with Chicago at the win, but I'm going to take the over on this one because Chicago, in the same point, you might want Tariq Cohen more involved. They may be passing with Allen Robinson a bit more against Minnesota. So this actually could turn into a game where you could see them wanting to run a bunch, but all of a sudden the passing game is the bigger focal point. So I'm going to take Chicago on the over. Three more here, making good time. Jacksonville at Denver. Denver is a 3-point favorite. Another 38 line.
This is a goddamn trap game right here because it looks like, okay, Jacksonville hasn't looked great. They've got their backup quarterback. You know, Jalen Ramsey's out as well. Denver at home is tough. You think all of these things, right? But then when you start thinking about it, well, how good has Joe Flacco looked? And what are they doing with those running backs? And why is it musical chairs with the wideouts? Like the defense has looked strong, but they've given up points. They give up points to Oakland in week one. So I don't know that they're as good as they have been in the past either. I just don't know where the positivity comes from on either side. I'm going to take Jacksonville and I'm going to take the under. They had the extra time to prep for this game. This is a weird Legend of Gardner Minshew game too. Did you see him with Uncle Rico, by the way?
Dude, all I could focus on is Uncle Rico looks so old.
Well, he is old. Oh. He was old when they made that movie. And when did that
was
come out? 2001?
When did Napoleon Dynamite come out? Because in my brain,
early 2000s. Like
I'm typing
like
it in.
2001, 2002.
I'm going to say 2003. In my 2004. In my brain, that movie was 2012. And I looked at Uncle Rico and I went, what the hell
happened? When do you think it
was
filmed?
Probably.
It was probably filmed 3 or 4 years before that.
Nah, maybe like 2 years. Maybe 2002 to 2003. So, I mean, that was 17 years ago. It was him, but then you look and you saw the wrinkles and I was like, oh, where's the Tony Stark thing? Make him look young again. He looked too old. It's too much, but it was a great picture. It was pretty good. I see what you're saying with the trap. I'm going to stick with the under, but I'm going to go with Denver. I'm going to go with the home Denver team. And I think this is a decent game for them to reestablish those running backs. I'll trust Joe Flacco at home in Denver over Gardner Minshew with Jacksonville, who seems to be a little bit, you know, blah right now. But I do think this is one of those where we go into like the halfway through the second quarter and we're like, are we going to get more than a field goal? That could be what we're looking at here. So that's why I like the under. Two more here. Dallas at New Orleans. Dallas is a 2.5-point road favorite. 47 is the line.
I'm going to take the Cowboys in the under in this game. I think that for the Cowboys to win, you're going to have to grind it out against the Saints on the road. That should be the strategy for them to win. I think this is a game where Zeke eats a lot. You know, they kind of banged up as far as wide receivers go anyway. Amari is questionable. We know Gallup is going to miss this game too. So I think that this is a low scoring affair, but I can see the Cowboys winning by 3 easily. You know, Drew Brees is playing. This would be a different story. You know, the Saints would be favored and I would take them at home. But, with Teddy Two Gloves there against that Dallas defense, I think I'm going to take the Cowboys and stick with the under as their momentum moves forward real well and their fan base gets even more annoying.
I'm going to go with you on this one. I'm going to take the under. Very tempted to take the over, and I'm going to go with Dallas. So give me Dallas and the under on that boy. Final one is your Monday Night Football game with the Cincinnati Bengals coming down to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a 4-point home favorite. Over-under is 44. Can you imagine having to watch a Monday night game with Andy Dalton versus Mason Rudolph?
2-0-3 teams in the 100th matchup ever of the Steelers and the Bengals. Our guy Antoine Malone is going to this game, by the way.
I saw that. He was like trying to get advice from you about how to deal with Pittsburgh, and you're just like, have a towel.
Yeah, well, I hit him in the DMs. My basic thing was I said, hey, look, man, be careful because, the TMZ, it's all about the arrests after this game. A lot of people getting in fights in the parking lot and stuff. I guess I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the over in this game. But if I could choose no one and nothing, mm-hmm. that's what I would do.
I'm going to go Pittsburgh, but I'm going to take the under. I'm going to take the under. I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle. Picks up. It might be a first half thing. Struggles in the second half. Give me Pittsburgh in the under. And folks, that are our picks. One of us are going to walk in next week as a very silly goose. Probably going to be me because Bogman has been pretty on point this year. But if you're playing the DFS lineups or any of this stuff, you let us know. Casey Bubba is coming up in the next hour, so plenty more happening. I am out of here, though, for the time being. Follow me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. Follow him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. And, of course, come check us out over on Patreon. And thanks, as always, to everybody that listens to this podcast, whether they are listening to it live with the iHeartRadio or the FNTSY app, or they're just listening to the podcast version. It's all good. It's all good, my friends. I am out of here. Hour 3 coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.